You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. During the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago brings you programs about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Welcome to Catholic Chicago.
Good morning. This is Deacon John with the Black Catholic Initiative. And you're listening to us on Catholic Chicago. And if you want to call in and talk to our guests, you can call at 312-255-8408 on WNDZ. Well, I tell you what, I had one great, blessed weekend. First of all, the weather was hot and it was no rain, and I was able to take care of some yard work and some inside work in the house, get organized. So good morning, Jeff Kidd. He's our guest this morning, and he's going to talk to us about how some of our youth and, of course, some of our young adults can get jobs today. Jeff, how are you?
Oh, great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Glad to be with you this morning.
Well, I'm glad you were able to join us, knowing that you had every intent on coming into the studio, but we're talking to you via telephone this morning.
Yes, unfortunately. one of my guys couldn't come in today, so I couldn't get away.
Jeff, I mean, that happens in an everyday world, from what I understand, right? People have issues, and that's one of the reasons why you're providing the service.
That's correct. That's exactly it.
So, Jeff, you are the executive director of the South Technical Center, right?
Correct.
And
I am.
And this is a business, or attached to a business, that your dad began.
Yes, it is. Halsted Auto Diagnostic Clinic is the business my dad started in 1974 when I was a baby. So... So, yeah, we started South Technical Center in 2014. We actually went operational in November of last year. We had our first class, and they graduated in March. So, yeah, it's all grown out of what my dad started years ago and out of our desire to help the community.
And it's been there since 1974, is that correct?
Yes. Halsted Auto's been here since 1974. But South Technical Center has been something that's been building over the years, because we've always done training. My dad, before I even came into the business, he had a program called Professional Automotive Training, and he would use part of his shop and bring guys in from around the area. And he would train them, because he was a teacher at Kennedy King College. Many of them were his former students, and he would continue to train them to help them get better as technicians. And he would bring in other experts and stuff, and, you know, try to do classes that were minimal cost. When you brought in guys from outside, they had to be paid. So, you know, he would do things of that nature. But it was difficult for a lot of these guys in the community to go out to Woodridge and, you know, the different areas in the northwest suburbs where most of the good training is. And so he would convince some of them, because he knew them through being a college professor at Kennedy King College. You know, he would convince some to come into the neighborhood and, you know, pay them. But convince them to give us a price where guys could pay, and it would be something that wasn't a burden for them, but they could get the information.
So the training or classes he taught at Kennedy King, was that in regards to automotive training? Automotive?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he's been teaching automotive at Kennedy King College since, I think, 72. Mm-hmm. And prior to that, he was teaching at Pontiac Prison.
Oh, wow.
And, he was teaching the automotive program down there, and then he moved to Kennedy King College after he graduated from Illinois State. So,
is he still connected with your organization or business?
The South Technical Center?
Yes.
Yes. He comes in. Wow, my dad is very involved. He is retired, but
okay.
He comes in every day, and he does a lot of the legwork for me because I still have to run the for-profit side, because South Technical Center is our not-for-profit, but the for-profit side, which is Halston Auto, I still have to run, so it's difficult for me to make a lot of the calls and make a lot of the connections and things that need to be done. So he does it for me, and he still manages a lot of the finances and things because he knows how busy my schedule is with young kids and, you know, a coach and all kind of stuff. So he's very helpful still.
Well, that's awesome. And Jeff, you made a tremendous sacrifice yourself when you started working with your dad, right?
A little bit, because I was on a different path originally. I was working at the Board of Trade before I first came to work here. My dad wasn't doing so well physically. He was having some issues, and my older brother needed help, and he asked me to come in. You know, I left a good paying job doing very little.
Yes, I would guess.
Yeah, so I came in to help him and get in the dirt, get in the grime, and he decided that he wanted to do something else, so he moved on, and it kind of left me here in a place where I was unfamiliar, and I had to, dig in and really learn the business, because I had decided, I wasn't going to go back where I was. I wanted to make sure my father's legacy didn't fall to the wayside and, change careers and career paths, I should say, because at the time I was in college, I was only 19 years old.
Wow.
And, I was working at the Board of Trade, working with a lot of the day traders down there. And so I had to make a real adjustment. I went from, using my brain all the time to using my hands quite a bit and my brain. But it was a big adjustment, and it was a big thing I had to decide to do. It was something I had to make that decision. It was kind of quick. It was a no-brainer for me as far as preserving my dad's legacy.
Well, not every kid would be interested in preserving their dad's legacy. They would be more interested, some of them, in preserving their own or beginning their own legacy. I mean, obviously, at that stage in the game, you're a young guy, you're working at the Board of Trade, you could have easily said, I don't want to get my hands dirty. and you, like you said, you dug in there and you did that. So have you had any regrets, Jeff, along the way, or some surprises, if you want to add?
A lot of surprises, but no regrets. I wasn't really familiar with working with the public at that time, and that's been the biggest thing for me. The biggest frustration is dealing with all the personalities you deal with every day. I get along with a lot of people, but I'm not a people person per se.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like my brothers; they're both very social. I get by with my social skills, but it was a big adjustment in that sense. But no regrets at all. I look back, and I'm really glad the direction I took. I think it's led me where I am now. And usually when you're happy, you don't have regrets. And I'm very happy.
Well, God bless you for that, Jeff. Look, we're going to pause for a minute, and we'll join you in just a few.
Okay.
Life, love, and sexuality? And how about inner peace, true happiness, and romantic relationships? What is the role of the church in all of this? And how does one come to an understanding of the deepest mysteries of the human heart? Come join us in a retreat called Echo Chicago this June, where we will address all of these great things and more. Hey everyone, my name is Ray Pingoy from the Respect Life Ministries of the Archdiocese of Chicago, and I want to invite you to Echo Chicago. This June, the Archdiocese of Chicago will host a Theology in the Body summer camp for teens and young adults. We have partnered with Dumb Ox Ministries to present a week of prayer, fun, and immersion in the teachings of St. Pope John Paul II's Theology of the Body. This exciting camp will take place at St. Xavier University in Chicago, June 22nd to the 28th. Registration is still open. For more information, go to respectlifechicago.org or call 312-534-5355.
You don't know me. I was a nobody struggling on the Chicago streets, stopping in occasionally to get a meal at Catholic Charities. Now I'm an addiction counselor at Catholic Charities. They changed my life. I know the power of having someone believe in you. I'm grateful to be a part of Chicago's Good Samaritan offering hope for over 100 years. Care to help? Visit CatholicCharities.net.
You're listening to Deacon John and Jeff Kidd of the South Technical Center. And he's located, Jeff, you're located on 95th and Halsted, is that correct?
Oh, no, 9946 99. South Halsted, actually.
Okay, yes. 9946 South Halsted. And you've been a executive director not all that long, is that correct?
Right, yeah, we've only been doing this for about three and a half years. But again, we just began in November, our first class, which was eye-opening, and it was a great success, though. You know, we had a good group from CHA come in, and we didn't get as many graduates as we thought we would because, you know, some of these folks just didn't stay around. But, you know, we did have great success with the people who did finish the program. So, yeah, I've just been involved with this whole venture for a little over 6 months now.
So what did you learn from that first class, if anything?
Oh, yeah, we learned a lot. one of the things we learned is that we have to make sure we reach out to people who really want what we have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we made the mistake of believing because we had such this great program and we had funding for individuals that we thought people were going to be running in the door. And, you know, that just hasn't happened. So, you know, we learned a lot about how we need to approach promoting what we do, even though it is a not-for-profit and we're not making any money out of what we're doing, we still did not get the response that we were expecting to get. So that's probably the biggest thing we learned is the expectations we had were unrealistic. And, you know, finding out, talking to a lot of organizations that they, you know, some of them that are very successful and have a plethora of students and individuals involved now, that's how they all start out. You know, you just really have to continue to reach out to folks in the community and just push exactly what you're offering. And then eventually, people do get involved. So,
well, you know, and I'm in agreement with that. It does take a while. And, you know, you're experiencing, obviously, something that a lot of job providers are experiencing. The market out there is not what it once was, even though people complain about not having a job and everything. Not everyone is qualified, nor do they have the motivation to work.
Right, exactly, and it was kind of surprising, you know, because we hear so much about how, you know, people want opportunities and people want to do this and that, so we just assumed, hey, when we offer this is a segment where there is a lot of job availability, and also the individuals in this market, in automotive market, are retiring. The average age is 55, so there's going to be a super need for automotive technicians, and because the field's changed so much, you know, the pay scale is completely different than it was 20 years ago. So, you know, we just said, hey, man, these people are going to be clamoring for this, and it just hasn't happened. And, you know, we're hoping that we're able to get that information out there so that people can say, hey, look, my life's changed because I went into an industry where there's plenty of opportunity and they give you a wage where you can actually pay your bills and send your kids to college and so forth.
Well, you said it. I mean, a nice wage at that. So I know it's just a matter of time. And, of course, this is why we have you on this morning, so that you can share your wonderful offerings. Now, you have a three-month program and you have a six-month career program as well.
Right. Yeah, the three-month program, originally we had the six-month program by itself because, you know, our goal was to create career technicians. But we developed a job program, the three-month job program, because one of our partners, which is the SAFER Foundation, they work with a lot of returning citizens, people that have been in the penal system, and people who have been in the criminal justice system, not necessarily served any time in prison or anything like that. But, you know, their concern was the length of time because they said, look, we have people who need skills and need to get the jobs right away. So, you know, we say, okay, let's develop a three-month program where we can give a person general and basic skills and get them out working at the Firestones, the Jiffy Lubes, and so forth, and even started some independence and continue to learn. So that's where the three-month program came from. But the six-month program is our baby, and that's what we really are trying to push because we want to put people in the industry for a long time, the longevity is what we're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we want individuals to bolster this segment because we don't have the workforce right now to really do what's needed. And the pay is there. The jobs are there. We just need the students to train and get in those jobs. And we've worked hard to build the relationships to have the job availability. We have a lot of companies now that are ready to hire individuals once they train.
Well, that's awesome. You know, and I see it too, being a deacon, as a wonderful ministry too, you know, an opportunity mm-hmm. to train, teach, and I'm sure there's some life skills there involved. And
yes.
And you guys take it very personally as well. And you're just very astute, in what you do too. So what does that 6 month program look like?
Well, we began with the three-month and six-month are stackable programs. So if you get involved with the three-month program, say you finish it and you go out into a job, you can come back into the six-month program without starting at the beginning because we designed it where a person can just jump right in because they got the first part of the six-month program. So the beginning part is basic electric, brakes, front end, learning how to do alignments, you know, learning how to balance and change tires, oil changes and things of that nature. So, like I said, basic stuff. You'll know how to determine if a car needs an alternator or a starter, why a light bulb is out, if it's a bulb or if there's an electrical issue or wiring problem. So, you know, you get into some things, but in this industry, that's considered basic. And that's the three-month program. So once we finish that, once we get a person that foundation, then we move to advanced classes, which would be fuel management, one, two, three, powertrain management. We start getting into discussions of communication buses, which is the networks that are within vehicles now, because a lot of people aren't aware that vehicles are not what they used to be. You're basically riding around in a metal box of computer networks
mm-hmm.
with four pieces of rubber on it now.
Mm.
When you step on the gas pedal, you're not hitting a cable anymore, opening a throttle. You're sending an electrical signal to a computer that does that now. So, you know, that's what we get into in the second half of the training in the six-month career program. And 6 months seems like a short period of time, but we go every day, and we go 4 hours a day.
Okay.
And we do 70% of what we do is going to be in the shop to make sure these guys know what they're doing, because that's where we differentiate between. But the differentiation is between our program and UTI or Lincoln Tech and a lot of other programs, is they do a lot of theory but very little shop time.
Mm.
And that's what guys learn. And our program is based off of what we develop over the years in training guys in the shop over and over and over. I've gotten guys from Lincoln Tech who finish their programs. They come in here, and they know very little, and we have to figure out how do we turn this guy into a bankable worker. You know, so when our guys leave us, when our students leave us, when our ladies leave us, they're going to be profitable workers for individuals. And well, that's what our goal is.
Thank you for that, Jeff. We're going to take another break and join you for our last segment in just a few minutes.
Okay.
I'm Rochelle, Activities Aid at Catholic Charities St. Albie Adult Day Center. I'm often told we light up seniors' lives each day they come to us, but they do the same for us. One shy man even opened up after coming to our Adult Day Center and started a writing group. Being Chicago's Good Samaritan means helping someone be somebody and giving hope and meaning to life at any age. Care to help? Visit CatholicCharities.net.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Cupich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll hear from people and ministries that benefit from the annual Catholic Appeal. We'll take you to the inaugural Mass for St. Joseph Chapel at the Our Lady of Guadalupe Shrine. We'll show you highlights from the ordination ceremonies of both our deacons and our new priests. And we'll get an inside look at how pastors are selected for parishes across the Archdiocese.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
Imagine spending a week in a beautiful lakeside setting where you can pray, reflect, and learn more about the treasures of the Bible. This wonderful opportunity can be yours at the annual Summer Scripture Conference at the University of St. Mary of the Lake Mundelein Seminary. Notable Christian scholars from across the United States will present this year's program, Making All Things New, the Holy Spirit in the Bible. The four major speakers will discuss how the Holy Spirit was portrayed and understood in different biblical times and communities. The Summer Scripture Seminar will be held Sunday through Friday, June 24th through the 29th. Stay for the week or sign up for sets of three lectures. For details, call 847-837-4558 or go to summerscripture.org. The Summer Scripture Seminar offers you spiritual renewal and inspiration with people who share your passion for the Word of the Lord.
So we're back here with Jeff Kidd, who is the executive director of the South Technical Center, located on 95th in Hosted. Jeff, why is this program that you're offering important, especially to black men?
Well, particularly to people in our community, to black men, because, you know, we have a lack of skilled laborers in our community. And, you know, these jobs are out there, whether it be in IT, which is also one of the programs we'll be offering as soon as it's approved by the Illinois Board of Higher Education.
Okay.
but, you know, there are jobs in all these fields, and they're great paying jobs.
That's so how much do they pay, Jeff? How much, you know, once they get through, let's say, your six-month program, what can a young man expect to make when he's done?
I would say probably in the $17 to $25 per hour range starting out. And here's the good thing about the industry. You do have to put your work in. You have to put your time in, get some more experience. But I have peers who make $250,000 a year.
Wow.
And working at Mercedes and BMW. I mean, they work hard. They work hours. But the pay scale is there when you have that experience.
And,
you know,
and
these
yeah.
are guys that are, yeah, these are guys that are at my level. I don't make that kind of money. I can't. I'm an independent business. So, you know, but when you have the skill set, the skill level that I have after putting in, you know, 10, 15 years, you can make that type of money. But even before then, I mean, guys who I've had here for 6, 7 years, I mean, they're making $65,000 a year. That's a great pay for, you know, 6, 7 years of working in an industry after getting training.
No doubt. And go ahead.
Now, I was going to say, in the IT segment, it's even better. I mean, these guys are starting off at $50,000, $60,000. coming out of training, because their skills are even more in demand because of how much we're getting involved with automation and everything and the technology, you know, the way it's growing, the coding that's needed. I mean, you need people to write programs, write software every day, and those jobs are out there. So
and that's,
the IT program will do that.
Okay, that's the IT program you're talking about. How long do you anticipate that program being, you know, from day one to, you know, the end of?
Hopefully we'll be able to start in the fall, but we already have a program that's going. Our partner, Crimson Technology Group, they do a lot of work with different school districts, IT work with different schools, districts, and management. But they developed the program, and they've already got a grant from the Safer Foundation, and they have a training that's valued at $20,000 that they've given for free. And
wow.
We're having difficulty getting people for those for that program as well. And, I mean, these are jobs. They come out of the program after 6 months in the program. They come out making $50,000, $60,000.
And I heard you mention, and we haven't talked about it, but women are also entering this field as well, right?
Yes, in automotive, yes. Our first class was 75% female.
What?
And, yes.
Wow.
And 75% of our finishers were female. And they were really the strongest individuals in the class. And that's the thing about this industry. It doesn't mean you have to go work on cars. I mean, there are a lot of different avenues in logistics. We have opportunities from, like, Komatsu, who is the second largest manufacturer of construction equipment in the world. They approached us and said, hey, we like your program, and when you have strong finishers, can you recommend them to us? We can retrain them. We'll pay them. To retrain them, we'll pay them $15,000 to sign on, and when they're done, they can work anywhere in the world they want to go.
That
and
is
we'll
awesome.
Send them there.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, this skill set is applicable across a spectrum of things. It doesn't mean you're going to be under the car working. You have service, all kinds of things. So,
Jeff, what are the age requirements, and how can an individual who is listening or someone can tell them how to reach you?
Well, the best way is to call us, 773-233-3250. And age requirements, you just have to be 18 years old. For funding, you're going to have a GED, a high school diploma, and you have to be able to pass a drug test. That's their requirements. We don't have those requirements for our school, but at this time, our funding partners do. And most people qualify.
Okay.
It's just a matter of going through their process, because this is federal money, and they are really sticklers about making sure that they're funding people who are going to stay with the program. So it's a process you have to go through. You have to be willing to do it. It can be as short as 2 weeks, as long as 2 months, depending on the individual.
And what's that phone number again where someone can reach you?
773-233-3250.
So tell me this, Jeff. It sounds like, you know, this career change you made has been rewarding. If it was your son, though, in the same predicament that you were in some years ago, what wisdom would you might share with him, and what have you learned?
You know, things don't always go the direction you planned, you know, because I've always been an organized person. So most of the things that I've done, even as a young man, I had thought them out and I had planned them, but, you know, our plans don't always work out quite the way that you think they will. But if you continue to give your best effort, regardless of what's in front of you, it usually works out. And you have to trust, you know, whatever you believe in, whatever faith you have, or whatever faith you have in yourself as a person, that things will work out if you continue to work as hard as you can.
And Jeff, thank you for that word of advice. You know, you were reminding me of a proverb that says, man makes plans, but it is God who orders his steps. And God has certainly ordered your steps, Jeff Kidd. And we thank you for coming on this morning and sharing this wonderful news about jobs and how folk can find jobs right here on the Southside Technical Center.
Thank you so much for having me.
Enjoy your day. Be blessed.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
You have the words. Ever think of donating your car? You can donate a car that you no longer need to Catholic Charities. The donation will help needy people throughout Cook and Lake Counties. Donating your car is easy. Call us at 877